all your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We saw it in advance, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type thing.
There you go.
Not that old flex pick. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all pick.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
What's good?
Ow! What's good?
Sean Slaughter on the set.
That's right.
And who do I got ride with me?
Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy.
And I am True Asia.
Yeah, I mean, and we got that Israel beat in the back on fire joint.
Yes, sir.
Can we freestyle to that joint?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who going first, yo?
You, dog.
You. 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 You.
Hey.
You. Even though I go to church, the pastor still asked me for money. Talking about he wanna pass me the plate to give him $100. I saw him yesterday walking arm in arm with the deaconess. Said he was kissing her, said he was loving her. Oh, see, I just wanna say to Boche Boche, stop taking my money today. And I gotta say, you touched her booty, and I'm gonna tell my mommy all day. Yep. Go ahead, dog.
Listen. Stop your foolish. Everybody know you looking like boom boom. Don't you know heaven is coming, but you better get ready. Preach your man, stop looking at those women so hard. I seen you in the office, woman giving you Hey, you're getting up in the church trying to say you is saved. I seen you with the club, stripping up a mug. Everybody say, just wanna go. Stop going to church.
Church,
those preachers ain't no more. Oh no. Everybody stop looking at the preacher. He is something. Boonche, boonche. Everybody love what he do. It's so boonche. Kumba balaka. Boko boko shak bak. Lak bak kak bak. We're back at the ham sandwich show. So get ready, bro.
Yeah!
Wow!
It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
All day!
Another foolish freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
So that's crazy.
And it's so good to be back.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? This is not for the boring.
No.
This is only for the daring.
Yeah, man.
Clayman. You know what I'm saying? And we talk about sports, politics, life, church. You know what I'm saying? The good stuff, the bad stuff. Everything that you were scared to talk about.
We say it.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't shoot no hot ones.
We put in no jaw work.
You know what I'm saying? No Popeye talking.
No fugaziness.
You know what I'm saying? We keep it Trailville.
No dolphin talking.
You know what I'm saying? No dolphin talking.
Coffee
talk.
Dolphin talking.
Coffee talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane. You know what I'm saying? No crispiness. You know what I mean? We grown men and grown women out here.
Push out.
Out in these streets. You know what I'm saying? And so it's good to be back with you, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been enjoying ourselves. It is a torrential rain.
Yes.
Outside right now.
Torrential downpour.
You know what I'm saying? They call it a nor'easter.
Yeah, and it's a nor'easter.
It's a nor'easter.
Yeah, a nor'easter.
You know what I'm saying? And
it's like it's raining for 40 days and 40 nights.
You know what I'm saying? You know it's heavy when the rain is sideways.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The rain attack you from the left.
Making you lean back.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You be outside for 3 seconds, be drenched.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And it's cold.
And it's cold, yo.
Please, you know what I mean?
That's the worst feeling.
Wet and cold.
Yes.
Like a dog. Yeah. Wet, cold dog, man. We pray for everybody, man. I know Cook.
Yeah.
Cook got to evacuate.
Yeah, evacuate the building.
Cook is an evacuatee.
Evacuee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I had a question, son.
What up, yo?
Why people think with small cars they could get through the puddle, son?
Because they retarded.
You know you can't get through it.
You can't. Let me tell you something. If you don't have, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have at least a Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I would give it to a RAV4.
Right.
Because a RAV4 floats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That joint cheap as fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or a Tracker.
You know what I'm saying? you ain't going nowhere with a Tracker. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got a Cherokee,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I think on the bottom of the SUV totem pole, like your starter SUV is like an Explorer,
right?
Mountaineer, Cherokee. If you ain't dealing with one of those, don't try to go through no flood, yo.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I think people underestimate the depth of the water.
You know what I mean? And they think the that because they cause the because they cause heavy,
right?
You know what I'm saying? They gonna go through there. You gonna get stuck.
And your wheels can't even touch the ground.
You know what I thought?
You know what I'm saying? And if it's raining sideways, real talk,
yeah,
I might drive right on
by. Excuse me.
I mean, I want to be a good Samaritan.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I got things to do.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you shouldn't have joined that pole in the first place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The other thing I'm thinking about why they're driving through it.
What?
Their car note too high. So if I ride through a tow of my car,
you try to get something new.
Yeah, I got Gap insurance and my regular insurance. I ain't got to worry about that high car note no more.
Don't try to get that. Yeah, insurance gonna go up though. You gonna drive something spanking new. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Let me go find the nearest puddle, yo. Is that a good height right there? Let me ride. Hey, look, y'all.
You get out the joint with your ruler. Like, yeah. How many feet is this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can I float in this? You know what I'm saying?
Look, you get out the car and you walk it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's good. I'm going to get back in the car. Boom, and go right up in there.
You just use a hot tailing back to the car.
That's dirty, yo.
I know people doing it, though. You know they do it, son.
Why you think Cookie know that?
You know what I'm saying? You already got something new.
This VA, son.
You already got something
VA,
new.
VA, they do that stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
On a side note.
They do that all day.
On a side note. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is you know what I'm saying, the big news in the last couple of weeks, week or two, has been Andre Agassi. His book came out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was, what was he coked up? What was he doing, yo? Nah, he heroin. Wasn't doing coke. He was doing heroin, yo.
Yeah, heroin.
During the season. Talking about he hated tennis and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, but the good thing about it, he was losing, though. It ain't like he was winning.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And so people have been bashing him. You know what I'm saying? And see, I like when people keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, he tells a story of his life, and you would never know that he was going through that. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of people was bashing him, saying that he's bringing a bad name on tennis, a bad name on himself. You know what I'm saying? I like the story.
That's, you know what I'm saying? It just lets you know that all sports has some little bit of dirt.
They all got dirt.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
So don't get mad because he came out because y'all didn't catch him on drugs.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And actually...
That's all that is.
Actually...
They just mad because they ain't... He went on national TV and shit.
Actually, what he said was, I think the you know what I'm saying, the tennis organization, whatever you call them, the organization that does tennis, they actually found out he was on drugs and they hit it.
Yeah. Because he's Andre Agassi, that's why.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They hit it. And so I think really a lot of people will say it was more of a knock on him, on the organization, than him.
Let me tell you something, though.
Because they covering up. But they make it, he making money for them.
This is what I'm saying. Why do people buy books?
For Dolio.
And why they want people to buy the book?
For Dolio.
So, for Dolio, what you gonna do? You gonna say something that was secretly done and right. Said, so somebody can buy the book. So everybody gonna go buy the book to see what he was talking about. When did he do Heron and all that stuff?
Exactly.
Like, A-Rod, I took drugs to sell a book.
Sell a book. Yo, care about
Roger Clemens. I did steroids. Sell a book.
Sell a book.
Who wanna hear something about? He dominated the career and all. Who wanna hear all that
he
stuff?
He dominated career.
Yeah.
He put up stats.
Yeah. You already know that.
And his was crazy. That's the important stuff.
Yeah.
He had a charity.
Yeah.
He helped kids out. Don't nobody wanna hear that.
I'd be sleep on the first chapter. Gone.
You know what I'm saying?
Book me on eBay for 99 cents.
You know what I'm saying? But as soon as you say, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You was sticking hair on through your butt.
Yeah.
You had a butt pricker.
Everybody
buying the book. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
So anyway, look, it's the Ham Show, man. We're going to come back. We got a great Thanksgiving show. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Turkey Day to everybody.
It's called The Giving.
It's called The Giving. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about The Giving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all that when we come right back. The Ham Show.
All I'm trying to do is be yourself. I ain't trying to be nobody else. So if you got something to say it to me, cause I want to. All I'm trying to do is be myself. I ain't trying to be nobody else. So if you got something to say to me, say it to me.
When I step up in the room, y'all, you don't know me. Step up in the room, y'all, you don't know me. Step up in the room, y'all, you don't know me. Step up in the room, y'all, you don't know me. Step up in the room, y'all, you don't know me. Smile,
how y'all feel, child? She's cute, man.
I'm
I walk to the rhythm and I come through your city and I'm ready to make something happen. Let's close the boardroom, open our hearts and start to make moves. I walk to the rhythm and I come through your city and I'm ready to make something happen. Let's close the boardroom, open our hearts and start to make moves. I walk to the rhythm and I come through your city and I'm ready to make something happen. Let's close the boardroom, open our hearts and start to make moves. I got a little swagger, I might rap faster than your average rapper. Call me Mick Jagger. Me and Tony Stone on a roll, take control like Janet Automatic. Turn up your stereo. You gotta be to stand in the fire. I'll preach to the streets and I'll preach to the choir. Not trying to be preachy, just teaching what I know and reaping what I know. So many needs right under our noses. Who's not eating? Who needs some clothes? If you know the answer, the time is now. Stop talking and start walking. Walking loud, walking loud, walking loud. Yeah. Turn it up louder, walking loud, walking loud.
It's more crazy loud. Tracks, man.
I can't keep
it. What in the ham sandwich?
That's horrid, player. Ha. I just mess with you. Check it.
Yeah,
yo, hey, I see you out this. Yeah. Look, it's one of them crazy tracks, man. Yeah. Look, it's one of them crazy tracks, man. Yeah. Look, it's one of them crazy tracks, man. That's horrid, player. That's horrid, player. Mess with you. Check it. Mess with you. Check it. Yo, hey, I see you out there slipping. I know you gotta get paid. See, you could rob somebody, but crime just don't pay. I know that I could get blasted for the words that I say. I ain't afraid of no casket. You can't hold me in the grave. Watch out. See, most of that is peer pressure. Don't worry about the next man. Well, you're like, you could gamble, but homie, you ain't got the best hand. I'm trying to tell you what I know, dawg. I'm trying to give him something real. Watch how I put it on a dope beat and give him something they can go in
here. If you plan on shooting tonight, if you're getting wasted tonight, if you plan on looting tonight, let me tell you something.
It's smooth.
Oh, God's watching and he wants it.
Yeah, he is.
Love saying, come back to me.
Yeah, I know you feel a little foolish, given the situation at hand. Deep down, you know that you can do it.
The Ham Sandwich Show, show
that's
us
right.
How to cook, true.
Yeah.
And I think today is going to be a good show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This week is the week of the giving.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. You know what
shank
I'm saying?
Thank you. Shank your Lord.
Oh.
Shank your Jesus.
Shank you.
And then the following week, you know what I'm saying? Well, actually, I think maybe we can wrap it up in this week. We'll wrap it up in this show. Because this show should include Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Mm.
Since Black Friday is right after Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? And so, we're going to cover... You stupid, yo. So, we're going to cover Thanksgiving...
Yes, Lord!
And Black Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's give them a little bit, a little history. You know what I'm saying? If we can go to True Asia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Our researchologist.
Ow!
You know what I'm saying? If we can give a little, you know what? Before we do that, can we give a big shout out to True Asia, my wife? You know what I'm saying? Just got a job.
Ow!
You know what I'm saying?
Where the money at?
You know what I'm saying? Just got a job. You know what I'm saying? A government job at that.
Ow!
You know what I'm saying? So we talking about
the Lord is good.
We talking about, you know what I'm saying? Benefits. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know them about the government, cook over there doing a feather clap. You know what I'm
saying? The Lord.
He doing that Baptist clap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That Caucasian Baptist clap.
Matt, air between Lord. His hands.
Praise the Lord.
Matt, air.
You know what I'm saying?
Matt,
you know
air.
Saying? Like he petting an ant. You know what I'm saying?
You know that's how they clap.
You know, black church, they clap like they're trying to smash a cockroach. Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Hands be red.
You know what I'm saying? It be red. Got blood coming out. White church, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They look like they patting a feather. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Praise God. That was great. It's wonderful.
Oh, snap.
But anyway, my wife got a job, yo, doing behavior counseling with elementary, in an elementary school with kids, man.
Shout out to all my kids.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all her kids. So that's big things, you know what I'm saying? And so anyway, let's move on. True, if you can give us Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Where does this whole thing start? Where does this whole tradition of Thanksgiving originate from?
Well, I did some research, and my sources are history.com, and holidays.net, and pilgrimhole.org.
Okay.
And the origin of Thanksgiving was originated from, it's a celebration that they have in Europe called the Harvest Home Ceremony.
Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah.
England.
And, they celebrated this day because, you know, when their harvest was great. Okay. They gave Thanksgiving. It was like a 3-day ceremony where they would, you know, eat and play games and things like that. So when the pilgrims came over to America,
so the pilgrims came to Plymouth Rock.
To Plymouth Rock.
Because we didn't come to Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock landed on us.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
So they kind of brought that with them when
in 1620.
In 1620,
they came they came to America.
Right. So the religious group had begun, and basically they came to America. This religious group had came to America because they were disagreeing with some of the religious ideas in Europe.
So they came here for religious freedom.
Yes, basically.
Which is amazing because today's world is so corrupt. Ain't an ounce of religion in today's world. But they came to America for religious freedom.
Basically.
Keep preaching.
So they wanted to give Thanksgiving for, you know, them traveling safely because it was in the winter time and a lot of the pilgrims had died on their way over because of the winter, the rough winter.
Right.
And it was two stories. That was the first story, but both of the stories had to do with religious reasons.
Okay, so you have kind of two kind of conflicting ideas on how it started.
Well,
a little bit.
The origination of what I talked about, all of that happened. The two stories came in where Thanksgiving, they started celebrating it when they celebrated because they was thankful that they didn't die on the way over.
Right.
Now 120 people came over, but then like 42 of them died. And so they were grateful that they had survived.
So basically, Thanksgiving, the very beginning, the idea of Thanksgiving came in because they wanted to thank the Lord.
They wanted to thank the Lord.
You know what I'm saying? For bringing them over.
Right.
Okay.
And then the second story was they were thanking God for the a harvest that he brought to them when they came to America.
They got crops and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay. So. Very interesting. Now, I do want to say this because we have some young listeners, you know what I'm saying, that listen. And thank you for that brief history lesson. Let me explain something to y'all. Before I even jump into the Thanksgiving, because this has something to do with it. First of all, Christopher Columbus did not discover America.
No, he did not.
Amen.
No, he did not.
Let me start right there. That's a good preaching point. You know what I'm saying? That's like you coming to my house and saying you discovered my house.
And I'm already
living there. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, I was watching, I was listening to the Things You Should Know today.
Uh-huh.
And it talked about how, like, almost 60 years before Christopher Columbus got here, Chinese monk. Yeah.
Well, even before that, you know what I'm saying? Even before that, the Indians, you know what I'm saying, have been here forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yet 60 years before Christopher Columbus, the Chinese were here and actually interacted with the Indians. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And so America had a long history. You know what I'm saying? Before the Anglo-Saxons, the Europeans ever came and basically tried to take over the whole country. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to clear that up.
That's right.
And let me clear up something else.
Go ahead.
They're not called Indians. They're called Native Americans.
The
reason why they call them Indians is because Christopher Columbus thought he was in India.
He thought he was in India. But they're called Native Americans.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? So Washington Redskins, Cleveland Indians.
Y'all need to take that.
I'm sorry, dog. I know you're a Redskins fan. Y'all need to change your name, yo.
Yeah. They're Native Americans.
That's mad disrespectful, Cook.
It's not.
Right.
Son, the Washington Redskins is mad disrespectful, dog.
Yeah.
Are the Indians giving the Redskins $1 billion a year?
Are they giving the Indians, the Native Americans, $1 billion a year? They ain't giving them Nathaniel.
Why? Because Dan Snyder ain't giving up Nathaniel. Dan Snyder's the white man.
That's like, that's just like calling the team the Washington Pliggers. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think Dan Snyder cares?
No.
He care about that.
That Nolio. All I'm saying is,
it is messed up, though.
All I'm saying is,
they tried to fight it. But then, of course,
yeah, but they can't. I mean, the corporation is so big, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
And the
I mean,
team is in D.C., side.
You know what I'm saying? And it's in D.C. And, the Native Americans have been given a lot of land and stuff like that. But, you know what I'm saying? They need to give them their stuff back, yo.
Yeah, they need to give their things back.
And so anyway, this is how Thanksgiving started. You know what I'm saying? It started because it started with a religious idea. You know what I'm saying? Now, where the whole, the turkey, you know what I'm saying? Do you have any information on where the turkey came from?
Well, they said, you know, in the beginning that, they were using that, you know, there was a turkey. They used pumpkin, like pumpkin pies, pumpkin seeds. But the what I found was, there's no way they made pumpkin pie and stuff like that because they didn't have any ovens. They couldn't like cook them on.
They ate it raw, yo.
Right. Yeah, but also the turkey. They say turkey because turkeys were the largest birds at the time.
They could feed more people.
Yeah, fed more people, so that's why they used the turkey. Turkey was like the main meat, but they have the meat like other birds and stuff like that, like fowl and stuff like that. So
okay, and actually the Native Americans actually had the cranberry sauce.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they use that to treat infections and dye carpets and rugs and stuff like that.
They call it something else, though.
Right, that's what the Europeans did.
What is it?
They call it mbemi.
Yeah.
Bitterberry.
Yeah, bitterberry.
You know what I'm saying? But the Indians taught the Native Americans, I gotta keep saying, taught the pilgrims how to cook it with sweetener and water and make a sauce. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, now when we think about Thanksgiving, when we come together, chicken, turkey.
We do what we want to do.
Beef.
Norman don't even do chicken, though.
Cranberry. No, you don't do chicken. Turkey. Well, I tell you what my family does. We do turkey, maybe a ham. Mm-hmm. We do a steak because we love steak.
Yeah, or some.
Maybe a lamb. We cook like everything that's dead, we cook.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese, candy yams,
collard,
college greens.
College.
You know what I'm saying? Sweet potato pie. You know what I'm saying?
Potato salad.
Macaroni salad.
Cornbread.
Cornbread.
Bread on your head.
You know what I'm saying?
And my family put the chitlins in there.
Yep. Oh,
see, now, if I was with my whole family, it'd be chitlins and hog maws and stuff.
All day.
My immediate family, we kill that, son. No pig feet. No hog maws. No.
I actually like pig feet.
Pig feet off the chain. Pig feet.
The hot sauce.
Freaking high blood
hot
pressure
sauce.
Twins.
Oh, day. Your head be hurt.
Well, look, when we come back, we're going to talk about, we just talked about the historical Thanksgiving. We come back, we're going to talk about the real Thanksgiving.
We're going to talk about the modern.
We're going to talk about the giving. All right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the giving.
And we're going to talk about itis. Damn, one.
Yo, cats be bugging in the street, yo. You know what I mean? Cause I'm a changed man, they think I'm the same old Will. Yo, the life I was leading, fights I was beating, living mad, try spending nights with you. The life I was leading, fights I was beating, living mad, try spending nights with you. The life I was leading, fights I was beating, living mad, try spending nights with you. The life I was leading, fights I was beating, living mad, try spending nights with you. The life I was leading, fights I was beating, living mad, try spending nights with the demons. Thoughts I was thinking, drinks I was drinking, things I did in secret, lifestyle I was thinking, cheating on my girlfriend, caught up in the whirlwind, sipping MD 2020 till I'm hurling, nights in the club, nights with the thugs, lights getting buzzed, nights with the drugs, knife hits on bugs, pipes, clips and blunts, running up on mag hits like stick 'em up, clothes in the jewelry, bros getting booty, shows in the groupies, soaked in jacuzzi, the way I was walking, way I was talking, day after day I was blazing and smoking, basically godless, crazy and heartless, I prayed to be saved cause my ways were just gone.
Living my life on a whim, now I don't need to be no nil, cause I'm a change of
Cause really I'm never ridiculous. Dough that it was spending, hoes I thought it was pimping. A pitiful man with a pitiful plan to bone all of them women. Stomping all of my Timberlands, smoking all of them in the van. Spending them nights, kicking the bikes, thinking it made me a bigger man. Shut off my feelings, stuff I was stealing. Plus when I let up on the clutch, then I was feeling. Off to the weed spot, hide when I see cops. Don't want mama to know, so I'm rocking up my V-drive. Heart plotting evil, thought I was lethal. Then I let off, but anyone trying to throw darts at my ego. Mind sitting in a cell, time that I spend in jail. Mad at the world, cause none of them niggas were put up on a nigga's bail. Things that was happening, lives I was damaging. That's my old life and I never want it back again.
I've been living my life on a rail.
Now I'm reaping the harvest, keeping the godless action far from my feet where I'm walking. Demons are talking sweet, but I keep Jesus being my target. Now I preach to the walking dead, keeping my focus while people oppose us like Moses when he parted the red. Notice the people going ahead when he made the sea split. It was hard to let his people out of slavery. Get your brain to see how they was free in a way to see. Shaking and breaking, taking off everything that's chaining me. Never again will I be enveloped in sin. Now I'm telling you men and women, it's fun for a minute, but it isn't worth the destruction is given to anyone that is willing to dibble and dabble and sin till it tramples your mind, body, and soul. It's a spiritual battle. Those that are wise are treated serious. I speak from experience.
I'm living my life on a well.
Banging only the hottest tracks.
All right, here we go.
DJ I-Rock Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. In the middle.
Let's go. Culture Radio.
I know you care for me.
Think what we have, let's not lose it.
I care for you too.
Think what we have, you know we care.
But I gotta be honest. Yo, I can't forget the sunny day that I met you. How did I get here wishing I never met you? Doing songs about it like Carl Thomas. And if I'm wrong about it, my heart's honest. My heart and my brain is both 50-50. Heart in New York, my body sitting in Philly. I'm trying to balance the good and bad times. My heart's past broke, it's going a flat line. But God put them things in my chest like clear. Now I'm hoping you hear me clear. Maybe it's fate or maybe I went the wrong way. I know it feels like a 4-year long day. Somehow the end of our road turned crooked. It's no hate, I'm just looking for my soulmate. And you might wanna start looking. Yeah, I represent Philly, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
What we have, let's not lose it.
Hey yo, Lynn, I got
what
you.
We have, you know we care.
It's your big bro.
Think what
this part
we
right
have,
here is close to my heart.
Father.
You get thirsty, just drink my tears. Let me put it in perspective for you. It's pain between me and my pride and joy. It's hitting home, it's something I can't avoid. And the pain's embedded in my voice. 4 years old, I gotta get better than my toys. Exactly what I needed for peace in this crazy world. A newborn baby girl, I'm talking my baby girl. I used to swing you from my arm like a monkey bar. You ain't even gotta ask what I love you for. You my blood, my tears, my bones, my sister, my heart. Come on, man, don't even make me start. I would give you my lungs and my one heart. As long as I'm alive, nothing can tear us apart. I'ma hug you, but you gotta hug yourself. You know I love you, but you gotta love yourself. Think about it before you lose all your sanity. If not for us, we gotta do it for family, so...
At a buffet line, DJ I Rock Jesus is rocking the spot. No whackness, no payola, just them hits in the mix. More hits than when your mom used to smack you for dipping in the cookie jar.
Open up the floodgates, let the love pour out. It's been a long drought, waiting for the sun, no doubt. Although I don't shout, devotion springs forth just like emotions from a spout. You can tell by his words in my mouth. I get some love down south, spitting verses at Henry Crumb's house. So it's very dumb how MCs come nowadays. It amazes me in many ways how you can do something you love, but love never comes into play. Say. What kind of sense does that make? I guess it can make you some dollars when acting fake. Give me a break, it's love that heals the heartache. In Jesus' name, so just give it a rest, for heaven's sake. So take all that energy you're wasting on, hating on. Give it back to God so we can give you strength to face the dawn of your destiny and how you fit into his well enough. Pump your fist and show obedience just cause you're willing to do whatever when embracing God's will and telling you. Filling you with living water flowing like a river through. Emotions and pain telling you just like no one can do. Cause there's no limits to where he can show his love in you.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah. I got a couple of logical questions to ask. Don't worry, I got the answers at the end, but I just want you to pay attention. Don't check your brains at the door. Listen up. Yeah. Does it make sense for me to enter a prayer circle and say amen at the end when I didn't comprehend what they were saying? Was the Holy Spirit given to Christians so when the rhythm is quickening, he can hit them and get them shaking and wiggling? You're listening. If in the house of God has them forbidden, then how come the high priests weren't permitted without them? And furthermore, did the Lord say he dwell in the four walls or in the hearts of those he secures? Can I be blunt for a minute? If it's a sin to get drunk, then what kind of spirit makes you a fumbling idiot?
Consider this.
And when did it become known to the Holy Ghost to take control of folks and do things that the scriptures don't promote? And I hope you soak this in when you hear it. Am I supposed to be a sin offering if you slay me in the spirit?
We're back in the clilding. You know what I mean? Now, we talked about the good Thanksgiving when the pilgrims come.
Yes.
They join together with the various fruits and maize.
And exchange.
Which is corn.
And they exchange stuff with one another.
They're exchanging things with one another.
Yes, right.
Eating the crane bird.
Yeah.
And the turkey bird. But some of our houses ain't like that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Now, can each of us share maybe a Thanksgiving? You know what I'm saying? Experience. Now, my wife, True. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Grew up with an interesting...
You don't have to do me last. I got so many, I got to take.
She grew up with an interesting family perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, I ain't going front. If I think about my Thanksgivings, lately, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, my Thanksgivings has been pretty good. I came in front. A lot of my aunts are from the South. You know, when family get together, you always got them elephants in the room.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You always got those undealt issues that everybody come around Thanksgiving, everybody's smiling and cheesing.
But they remember that what happened.
You know what I'm saying? Remember that that happened 15 years ago.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so when my family get together, You know what I'm saying? For the most part, it's pretty good, especially back in the day when my aunts and my uncles got together. And, you know, I have 17 aunts and uncles on my mom's side. My mom is my grandmother had 17 kids.
Right.
14 girls and 3 boys. So the food was off the chain. And they all grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. So the food was off the chain.
Right.
So I ain't go front. I don't really got too many Thanksgiving family stories.
Right.
Mine's are pretty chill. Right. Guys playing spades, dominoes, sitting around eating, just regular chilling stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got any stories, Cook? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you ain't got to use names if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? To keep it anonymity.
And you already know.
You already know.
When we get together, it's always one person.
Right.
It's a member of A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
The member of the church.
Always got the battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
With what?
The brother.
Okay.
But who doing what?
So basically, there's 2 family members there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody there.
They related. Aunts,
yeah.
Your brothers.
Yeah.
And basically, you know what I'm saying? One of them starts a trouble.
Yeah.
Over who doing bigger things.
Right. Just like one time.
Right.
They're talking about why how come your pastor made his wife the co-pastor?
Right.
And there was like it's because they want to keep the money in the family. He got heated. He left.
Because that's 2 pastor salaries.
Yeah. He left.
He got mad off that.
Yeah. Wow. I think he got mad because he ain't getting nothing, Chuck.
He wants some of that guapy.
And does he have a pastoral position?
Yeah. And he got a pastoral position.
But he ain't getting no pastoral funds.
No.
Dang, yo.
And he left and still ain't getting no pastoral funds. He getting even less than what he got there.
For sure.
So is this something that pretty much happens
all Christmas? Like every time they get, I don't know why though, dog.
And maybe it's just because they brothers.
Yeah. Or he won a church.
And they competing. Is that what it is?
I think so. It could be sibling rivalry.
Because one is an associate pastor.
Yeah.
And one is actually a pastor of a church.
Right.
So the associate pastor, you know what I'm saying, probably envies his right. brother who's a pastor of a church.
That's right. All day.
So every time they get together, they church fighting.
And you know, my people
right.
never brings it up. You know he is.
He's chilling, right.
Yeah.
But the associate brings it up.
Yeah. Oh, we doing big things.
Right. They was doing something with no money.
Yeah.
They was building something with negative 10 funds.
They got it now, though.
Yeah, I know they got it.
Yes, sir.
They be hoodwinking.
Hey, look, I got mine in 2009.
Hoodwinking the parishioners. You know what I'm saying?
Got mine in 2009.
Here's a note. You know what I'm saying? If you come up on some money, you go to church. I believe in paying your tithes and offerings, right?
Right, right.
I definitely believe in doing that.
That's right.
And if I came up on some money, I definitely pay my tithes and offerings. But if you go to a no good church,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Where they money hungry? You know what I'm saying? First thing you'll do, you're gonna pay your tithes and offerings, right? Next Sunday, testimony service. Pastor gonna be up there. Jeez, he just unusually happy that service.
Why is he smiling?
Why is he so happy? You know what I'm saying? Praise and worship are actually going for an extra 10 minutes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? God done blessed. I told y'all the prayers of a righteous man avail as much.
And all those who
you know what I'm saying? And all those attached to the house is gonna get blessed. And this is what the Lord. Come up here, baby. You know what I'm saying? The person that donated the money. You know what I'm saying? Donated the anonymous seed.
Yeah. Test the line.
Up there, test the line.
Yeah.
And you know what comes right after somebody testified giving money? Huck a buck.
And offering. In that order.
Huck a buck and offering.
If y'all want to get this type of blessing, y'all need to come up right now and sow an unbelievable seed.
Unbelievable.
Because this is an unbelievable moment.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen, but the person don't know that gave that seed, is now they're going to get harassed. until all that money is gone.
Yes.
They getting harassed.
Yes.
Building plans.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? New garden in the front.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Passing a new front door in his house. They getting harassed.
That's right.
A C supposed to be from the heart, not from harassment. Just the word to the wise. All right?
Ow.
My wife, True. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I know they.
I know she got some stories.
They gonna go bad. They
you know what I'm saying? Back. When my wife, when my wife come out with her book, that joint is gonna be unpredictable.
Yes.
Y'all ain't gonna believe some of the stuff that she been through.
They goes on bad.
But can you tell me a little bit about a normal Thanksgiving? You know what I'm saying?
This is very normal.
You know,
right here.
Back in the day at your family household.
Alright.
What went down?
We used to have a Thanksgiving at my mother's house.
Having the giving.
The whole family, yeah, the giving, not Thanksgiving. We called it the giving.
Right.
So, everybody was at the house or whatever, and, you know, the food is cooking. You know, my mother do all the cooking. She walking out her little apron on.
Right.
You know, her little dollar store apron.
Right.
All the sisters, the mother, you know, everybody over, everybody, you know, chilling. It's a little tension in the room.
A little
you know,
tension.
That's how it is. Everybody's so fake and superficial.
Is there liquor there?
Bacardi Limon. What is it? Brass Monkey.
They give thanks to Captain Morgan.
And the favorite one, look, the favorite one was Cisco Red.
Getting that in.
Andre.
Yeah, Andre. They call it Andre Champagne.
Dave Chappelle,
that was
brother.
My mother. Andre, go up to the block, to the store, up to Richie's, and get me some Andre Champagne.
Right.
3 bottles for 10.
Right.
So, all of a sudden,
right.
Somebody say, one of the kids say, well, my mother said, your mother always want to have something at her house and not at nobody else's house. Nobody want to come to this roach infested house.
Right.
And it was on.
So what happened from there?
The two kids start fighting.
So the kids start fighting.
And the parent with the breaking up, and then the other one's like, get off my child.
So when the two kids start fighting, they putting hands on each other.
I'm talking about they knocking pictures off walls.
They moving furniture.
They rearranging furniture up in that joint. So
right.
So my mother go break it up, but she grabbed the wrong child. She grabbed somebody that ain't her child.
Right.
And then that mother come like, which is her sister.
Right.
Don't touch my effing child. Get your mother off of mine.
Right.
Then they start fighting.
So they go at it.
And then they start fighting. They tearing up the kitchen food on the floor. Right. I mean, it was just everybody getting their coats.
And leave.
And bouncing. Taking little plates as they go wrapping up out the door.
Taking plates and
take
drinks.
Take your hat. And coat.
And bouncing.
And leave.
So.
They have family MMA out that day, yo.
So you telling me that this at your crib is a typical Thanksgiving.
Typical. Every year.
It's ending in a fight.
We getting it in. We getting it in.
They getting it in.
Either before or after dinner, we getting it in.
So basically throughout the year, 4 months before, y'all up in the gym.
Yeah.
Tybo.
We bench pressing.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we putting somebody on their back.
Y'all got the main event about to come up.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? MMA.
Thanksgiving fights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially if we have that grandma house. We playing cards for a quarter.
Uh-huh.
And she cutting 15 cents every time you win. They going on. This is my house.
Or somebody cheat.
Don't nobody hold the ace. The ace is safe.
Oh, Lord. Have mercy.
And you know what's crazy? Sometimes this is what happens at households. You know what I'm saying? This is what goes down. A lot of elephants. And you know, look, this is what we're going to do. When we come back for the Thunder Mower, we're going to talk about the family. We're going to talk about giving thanks. And we're going to talk about how you can make your Thanksgiving a better day.
DJ, I rock Jesus.
In the mix.
Hey.
We in the mix.
You know.
It's on.
Listen, it's fourth quarter and I'm jaunting with the rock. Time slipping out my hands like it's water in my watch. Listen, it's fourth quarter and I'm jaunting with the rock. Time slipping out my hands like it's water in my watch. It's fourth quarter and I'm jaunting with the rock. Time slipping out my hands like it's water in my watch. It's fourth quarter and I'm jaunting with the rock. Time slipping out my hands like it's water in my watch. It's fourth quarter and I'm jaunting with the rock. Time slipping out my hands like it's water in my watch. I'm on the clock, this generation needs awakening. I'm tired of saying it nice, it needs a shake. And I ain't sitting back, cause I'm a warrior. Running around the city with a sword in my arm. Just sowing seeds, but I'm far from a farmer. Cause I'm a fish, I works in the ward. Death with a sign of his death from a father. Death with a sign of his death from a father. Death with a sign of his death from a father. Death with a sign of his death from a father. Death with a sign of his death from a father. As long as I'm alive, I let my flesh be a martyr. I live in sacrifice, not afraid to die. Like a sheep to the slaughter, yo, look me in my eyes. Don't be surprised how I was, I'm alive. I was dead in my sins till the Lord said arise. And that was game time, cousin, I ain't letting up. Stepping up, time to go to war, throw your weapons up. Too many sinners and no one don't care. Too many sinners and no one don't care. I'm looking all around, I'm like, yo, where's my riders? We in the era where killers don't fear. We gotta let them know whatever turn of the Messiah. Too many sinners and no one don't care. I'm looking all around, I'm like, yo, where's my riders? Gotta let them know whatever turn of the Messiah. Too many sinners and no one don't care. I'm looking all around, I'm like, yo, where's my riders? We in the era where killers don't fear. We gotta let them know whatever turn of the Messiah.
Prepare yourself for what's to come. Are you ready? Prepare yourself for what's to come. Are you ready? Prepare yourself for what's to come. Are you ready? Prepare yourself for what's to come. Are you ready? Here we come. The word is sharper than the sword. I declare war. I declare victory. Never living in misery. The spirit is what is in me. We're revealing the mystery. The story of the king. See, we fight for who we fighting for. The kingdom is at hand. Yes, the kingdom is to come. That kingdom come, that will be done. The greatest heart is in the sun. And I'm equipped with every weapon that we need for this war. In the army of the Lord, we will explore. Because we're set, this is what's set. We will repent until what's left of us is dead. Cause we're covered with the blood that he shed, with the love that he spread for us men that were dead. With a second chance of life, and you can get it too. I spit at you, living proof, the choice is yours. What will you do? What will you do? Me one fe no, I tell one, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, hit the floor, say no more. This is war.
Too many sinners and no one don't care. 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 I'm looking all around, I'm like, yo, where's my riders? Too many sinners and no one don't care. I'm looking all around, I'm like, yo, where's my riders? Me in the era where killers don't fear. We gotta let them know what no one turn side, side. Too many sinners and no one don't care. I'm looking all around, I'm like, yo, where's my riders? We in the era where killers don't fear. We gotta let them know whatever turn of the Messiah.
Chronicles here, I feel it in the atmosphere. Walking through the valley, still me, never fear. Walking with the Lord, yeah, walking with my sword. On the city block, overseas, minister, no. The message that I scream until my throat is sore. We can't take no more, demons better go and hit the floor. We exactly what the streets been asking for. Truth in every line, holy still, man, we keep it raw. They wanna shut me up, yeah, they wanna shut me down. I'ma go blow for blow, and I'ma go pound for pound. Speak life in every city, state, and every town. Full time, things about to get dangerous now. Working on the crap, about to put them all on blast. Expose light and darkness, just like when the cops flash. About to lock the game up, yeah, put it on smash. Warning of the coming of Christ and God's wrath.
Too many sinners and no one don't care. I'm looking all around, I'm like, yo, where's my riders? We in the era where killers don't fear. We gotta let them know whatever turn of the Messiah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah. And we ain't talking. Yeah. And we ain't talking about. Yeah. The ordinary girl, man. It's something special about this one, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we ain't talking about your ordinary girl, man. It's something special about this one, you know what I mean? I mean, she fly on the outside, but it's what's on the inside that counts, right? Yeah. That girl don't walk like the rest of them.
That girl don't walk like the rest of them. That girl don't walk like the rest of them. That girl don't walk like the rest of them. She don't step out of line cause she reppin' him. Hair and the nails done right, but she a better look when you look at her life. She's unimpressed by things, not desperate for a man cause she bows to a king. Past dudes coming at her on the ad, but she's transformed, got dope, carried to the match.
That's right.
She walks it out with such class and doesn't put a hope in what she knows won't last. So you won't catch a bent in the club. Next morning hungover, can't remember the club. And she ain't trying to be a diva, she hoping you see change, not a frame when you see her. Still fly, but ain't gotta be flossing. Some ladies look good, but a golly woman is gorgeous.
Yeah. She got the brand new stilettos, foot on the pedal, headed to the club, looking for love. Got her hair did and her nails did too. Got her hands on the drink and her eyes on you. Don't have a clue why you on the dance floor, doing things you never did before. Cause you barely 19, dawg, you had to bring a fake ID just to hit the door. She say she wants you night and day, like yeah, I'll be sure. Now you flirting with a disease that has no cure, which is not what you came here for. You was trying to have a little fun, not a hit and run. But unfortunately, you awake to the rising of the sun in a place you didn't agree to come. I said, unfortunately, you awake to the rising of the sun. It was
fun. So dangerous.
So dangerous. Say the girl, so dangerous. Get a class, do rag on iPod with the new Usher song. He explained to you he got it bad, but that boy would say anything to make you laugh. Get you to the pad, get you out the class, get your mind in the gutter, get your mind off the mat, cause it's mind over matter. Your mind don't matter, his mind was made up like I got to have her. Cause he just wanna smash, then he got a mash. Tomorrow is the future, and you're the past, so he pass you up and all the way. No smile, no letter, no call today. Now you can't believe what the doctor said. Your future's 9 months away. I say you can't believe what the doctor said. Your future's 9 months away. Baby,
so dangerous.
So dangerous. Girl, you know
he's
so dangerous.
So dangerous.
So dangerous. Girl, you know he's so dangerous.
All the dough, sugar, flour, but it's a fact you can make bread and not make sense. For instance, there's no difference between the pole and the church seat. If man makes you complete, he makes you compete. Dance to his beat. It's not Halloween, but you the trick or the treat. You can change location, but it's the same occupation. Faster dance for man's admiration. It goes to everybody.
Everybody.
Check what we're chasing.
Yeah.
Complacent, making moves, but running in place.
Yeah.
Culture tells me.
Got to have it.
What's worse, the girl giving out or taking advantage? Can't stand it. What's worse is me, that cursing me, that man I used to be. Look in the mirror with me, you'll see someone to trust. Maybe the danger is us.
So dangerous.
So dangerous. Say the girl, so dangerous.
Show. We back on the block talking about the giving.
The giving.
And y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what we're gonna do to y'all.
Thunder. Uh-huh. Thunder. Thunder. Thunder catch.
Oh! A main reality of Thanksgiving is this.
Listen, people.
Listen up. Thanksgiving can be a very, very awkward time. You know what I'm saying? Because you might have a situation where maybe your parents, your grandparents, your family members, that something happened, and you know, I really can't stand this. I really hate this. Really, this really, I won't say hurt me, but it makes me upset when two grown people have an issue that they can't logically and rationally talk out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so you did something to me, or I did something to you, and the last words that we had was blank you. You know what I'm saying? Or don't let me see you again.
Right.
And then the next time I see you again is at a family outing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that when I walk up to you, you know what I'm saying, I'm giving you one of them, like, them cold pounds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yo, what up?
Sorry hug.
You know what I'm saying? Like a sorry hug.
Yeah.
Not even looking in your eye, yo.
Yeah.
Right. Looking right past right you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
The no-look hug.
The no-look hug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All the pound, you pound out real quick, but you looking, like, right behind them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's horrible. You know what I'm saying? How do you come together? And so then what happens is, y'all get together. You know what I'm saying? Mad coldness in the room. Talking about the Lord.
It's freezing in there.
Somebody going to thank the Lord. Going to have a prayer before me. I mean, heart's cold as fire.
Mm.
But we're going to pray to the Lord to bless the food. And bless this fellowship and this time together. Well, you really feel like cutting somebody's throat.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's horrible, man. That's
horrible.
That's the worst thing that can happen. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And so, I just think that, like, a lot of times, I think people, maybe before Thanksgiving, this is going to be tough, but I think in order to have an enjoyable Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying, here's my first idea. And y'all can maybe chime in some ideas, too. My first idea is, you know, this is going to be tough, but maybe calling that person or email or texting that person, hey, look, we getting together Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? I know we have some issues. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure that when we get together, that we can enjoy, you know what I'm saying? We can enjoy each other, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't going to be no beef and no coldness in the room.
Right.
I think that depends on the type of family. Because you can't do that with my family.
Well,
that
well.
That ain't going to work.
Well, I think, this is number one. You know what I'm saying? We're giving a couple of ideas. You know what I'm saying? So if your situation is the type of situation where you can logically and rationally talk to somebody.
Right, yeah.
Then that's situation number one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's point number one.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, maybe what you're talking about is point number two is maybe you're in a situation where, like, you try time and 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 time again to deal with a family, deal with family members, and there's just no... You get together, you know it's going to be drama.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Real talk, you might need to stay away.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
And also depends on if the family is a godly family.
A God-fearing family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That plays a part. If you're a God-fearing family, you ought to come together.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I know my wife's family is not a God-fearing family. You have some members who are.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they don't have that background that right. maybe me and Cook's family has.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And even though you have the same kind of tensions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In both families, God-fearing and un-God-fearing. You know what I'm saying? It seems like two things happen to a God-fearing family. It seems like either they're going to squash it.
Right.
Or they're going to front and be phony.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it seems like some God-fearing families.
They're just going to get it in.
They're going to get it in.
Yeah.
They're just going to get it in.
They're going to go hard.
And yeah. So, but now what happens now when you have the combination? When you have... You know what I'm saying? Some who are God-fearing and some who are not God-fearing. You know what I mean?
And they're clashing.
And watch this. That's another topic. I got members in my family that have changed up religions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so you get together for a Thanksgiving, and it ends up being a theological. You just battle. You at the table for 2 hours.
That's why you should never bring up
battling.
You don't do that. Then.
See,
why
but
you bring it up?
See, but I don't... But
if you know that's going to happen every single time, why bring it up?
But it's going to come up.
Especially when you're praying.
But it's...
Your family prayer, that's what comes up.
You know what I'm saying? You talk about...
Who is you praying to?
You talk about in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
And be like, Jesus who? That's the white man's name.
That's exactly what happened.
His name is Yahshua.
Well, then you just do this. Let us pray.
You know what I'm
saying? Silently. Moment of silence.
See, but I think that inevitably... You know what I'm saying? You know, issues are always going to come up during Thanksgiving.
All day.
You know, I mean, it's no matter what you do, they're going to come up.
Something's going to come up.
I think that ultimately all you can do is go to Thanksgiving with the mindset that I'm going to go and enjoy myself.
No matter what.
No matter what. with my family or with the people that's there. I'm enjoying myself. I'm going to eat. I'm going to play cards. I'm going to play whatever y'all do. Play dominoes, play twister. I don't know what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go enjoy myself because if you go there, you know what I'm saying, with homeboy or homegirl in your mind, it's not going
to
work.
No. You are ready to go down. You already ready, got in your mind. I'm going, if I see him, it's on.
Right.
Yep. I'm wearing sneakers on purpose.
You know what I'm saying?
But that could be something.
But that could be something that happened 15 years ago when you were 15.
Exactly.
And now you're 30.
But you got to realize some people, they just, you know, they hold on to that stuff because they haven't done anything productive in their life.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what keeps them going.
And don't be the one, both of y'all went at it when you was 15. One of them became a doctor. The other one's still on the street.
I was just going to say that.
Don't let that happen.
Don't walk up in there and y'all sitting around talking about, so what you doing? Well, you know, I just graduated med school.
Yeah.
And I just got hired to St. Mer. And the other one, you know what I'm saying? The other one's still working third shift on sanitation.
Yeah. Packing bags.
You know what I'm saying?
Paper and plastic.
They's going to be over there hating.
Yeah.
You just got to sit there
and tell everything.
Anybody,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you sit there talking about, you know what I'm saying, I'm a doctor stuff. They talk about, hey, yo, can y'all keep the noise down? Watch the Cowboys game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can y'all keep the, you know what I'm saying, keep the noise down?
Yeah.
And you keep talking, these, they want to keep out. I'm trying to watch the game. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
yo, you watch your game. I'm going to be over here conversation. What? Man, you're telling me all that. There it go right there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You ain't nothing. When we 15 years old, you know what I'm saying? You want to
Now you all big. Now you don't know no better.
Now you big, your chest all up. You got tears coming down your eyes. You calling people. You know what I'm saying? Like it's about to be war. You know what I'm saying?
Now that dude.
Meet me downstairs.
Who got the best cars? Who got the best house?
Who got the, you know what I'm saying?
Who rims? And then don't be in your 50s or 60s. Who kids doing the best?
Exactly.
Yep. All doing, day. Yep.
Everybody competing.
Yep. It shouldn't be like that.
Let me explain something to y'all. Thanksgiving, number one, should be a day where you come together because you're grateful.
That's right.
That God has brought you.
That's right.
Through the year.
That's right.
Because Thanksgiving is towards the end of the year.
Right. And don't bring up, ain't got to do with the other stuff. Nah. We're giving thanks to the Lord. And to our family.
And I think Thanksgiving and Christmas are pivotal because they're both towards the end of the year.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's when the family's supposed to come together.
That's when the family come together.
Yep.
Celebrate each other. You know what? Here's the thing about it. Even if you haven't resolved the issue before you get there, maybe if you celebrate that person while they're there.
That's right.
Or, you know what I'm saying, try to struggle with conversation, find common ground, you might actually resolve an issue there.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So you thanking the Lord, you thanking God for family, because some people just don't have family.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You know what I'm saying? Some people are living across the sea, and I know y'all want to hear this. I know that.
No. Nope.
But they're living across seas, they don't have family, they don't have food.
They're on the streets.
They ain't got extra turkey to feed to the dog.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have that. You know what I mean? They don't have a TV to sit there and watch the Cowboys game.
In a heated house. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't got five pies to choose from.
That's right.
They ain't got three meats to choose from.
Yes.
These are the things, you know what I'm saying? Some people, they don't have all their faculties. They don't have their vision. They don't have their hearing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? They can't have a normal conversation. That's not right. Saying that those people are less happy, but you need to be thanking God.
That's right.
Just that you here in the way that you are.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And see another day.
That's right. All day.
If I can read this scripture. I'm going to end it with this.
Okay.
Ha ha. Psalms 107.
Stay in the boat.
Can I get a Kit Kat?
Stay in the boat. Psalms 107, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
For he is good. And his love endures
forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say this.
Uh-huh.
Though he redeemed from the hand of the foe those he gathered from the lands, from the east to the west, from the north to the south. Some wandered in the desert wastelands. Find no way to a city where they could settle.
Uh-huh.
They were hungry.
Come on.
And thirsty.
Come on.
And their lives embedded away.
Come on, brother.
But then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress.
Come on, preacher.
He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Y'all don't want to hear this.
Come on, preacher.
You see, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and the wonderful deeds four men. Can I get a witness in this place right now? Yeah. Can I get a witness in this place right now? Jesus! Reba, Reba, Reba!
Touch your toes! Touch your toes! Jumper jacks!
You know what I'm saying?
The running man!
Cherry picker! Cherry picker!
Jesus, Mary J. Blige!
You know what I'm saying? This is what Thanksgiving is about. Going into your family time together with a heart full of thanksgiving for what God has done for you.
That's right.
And to be honest, just that He's God. We just thank God that He's God.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, before we end, let me give you the hand playlist. Mix set 1, song 1, Jay featuring Coffee, Be Myself. 2, Letitia Martin, Free to Exit. Song 3, Braille, Walking Loud. Song 4, The Washington Project, Come Back to Me. Mix set 2, song 1, Willie Will, Change Man. Song 2, Jafar Life, Think What We Had. Song 3, Savone, Floodwaters. Song 4, Stephen the Levite, Q&A. Mix set 3, song 1, Ferrer, Fire Fall Down. 2, R. Swift, featuring Psalmist and Butter P, That Girl. 3, Whit and Dre Murray, Dangerous.
And that's about it.
Nothing else.
One more thing, yo.
What's up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Y'all be careful out there during the Black Friday,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Y'all be careful.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to touch up on the Black Friday, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. On our next ham news and talk. We're gonna talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know
just
what I'm saying?
Just be careful out there, y'all.
Yeah, because you know, last year, a couple people got killed, trampled.
Got killed trying to buy a weed. It's not that serious.
But you know, Walmart changed up their security.
Yeah, they changed up their security. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you might get Billy Club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You might get a knot on your dome.
You know, Walmart, they usually got like disabled people or old people.
Yeah.
And they ain't got a chance.
One change they did, it will be open on Thanksgiving at 6 a.m. all the way through Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah 24 yeah. hours, yeah.
Some people might be skipping Thanksgiving and going to go shop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At least that will keep the lines down, Sean.
You know, we're going to talk about that on the next.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure we're going to have some stories.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
About, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be foolish. It's an item, yo. It's not your life.
It's an item. It's not your life. You know what I'm saying? It's not. I know it's cheap, but it's really not that serious.
For sure not.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about Black Friday, materialism, you know what I'm saying? People camping out in front of stores to buy a Wii, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? People that work in the store stashing gifts.
Yeah. You know all day.
Yeah, we know y'all be doing that.
We know y'all be staying.
You know they doing that.
You work at Walmart, stop putting stuff away, yo. Hiding it from the customer.
And put it right on, they put it right on eBay.
You know what I'm saying? And put it on eBay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's what it is, man. It's your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, St. Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the Dumber Big Boy.
What? It's your girl, True Asia, and the quote of the day is, we should appreciate the bounty that God has afforded us this year and be careful that you do not take the day and leave out the gratitude. Mm. Thanksgiving is a 365-day word of action. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, people.
Cook got his hands at half mass.
His eyes closed mad tight.
Yeah, he got the full out, straight out Superman praise. He got that bended elbow, you know what I'm saying, raise the flag halfway praise. You know what I'm saying? Half mass, yo. And we appreciate y'all for listening to
What in a Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
One.